you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I can't poop in strange places. I can only poop in my home. It's as though I'm watched by strange faces. It's why I never roam.
There you go. That guy saying that all the time in jail, holding back his poop. I don't know how physically you could do it, actually. I really don't know how physically you could do it at this point.
For that many days.
Right, because I think it was just, I think you just, especially like Craig said, he's eating. Because, you know, we've all had the testers out there that we fail. And we usually poop at least once a day.
Or we'll be sitting around. Happened to me the other day. It's like right in the middle of the segment. You get that twist in your abdomen.
Last week, I don't think I was going to make it through a commercial break. I mean, a break, actually.
I think only one time in history have we had to shut the show down because you had to poop.
You left earlier once, didn't you? No, yeah. You didn't.
Yeah, but we didn't quit.
No, you didn't.
Because he ain't driving.
Right. That's right. Oh, I had to go. Yeah, I had to go. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to shut it down.
It was a sick poop.
We had to take a break about 10 minutes early.
Yep, is what it is.
And then there was one time when I was weaning myself off the opioids.
Yes. You beat opioids. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So did Craig, by the way.
And it took me about 15 minutes, so I missed the first 5 minutes of the segment. And I came strolling in afterwards.
Well, if you're beating opioids, you're allowed to miss the segment.
And I don't think it was a stroll at that point. I think it was a walker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
That was a... Yoga Pants Squirts. Great band name.
Yeah. No. Well, the opioid? No, I don't want to get into details.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Squirts.
Quite the opposite.
It's more like just say it's not Squirts.
It's
fine.
It's passing a bowling ball.
That's even worse. Christopher Titus and Joel McHale both going to phone the program. Petey Mac will be here.
Was on this date in 1980. You might remember where you were when Gloria Gaynor's song, I Will Survive,
changed my life,
won the first Grammy ever awarded for Best Disco Recording.
I was out on the dance floor.
That is my karaoke song.
It was also the last Best Disco Recording. The category was eliminated the next year.
By 80, I was surprised.
She won the first and only, apparently.
Not only my favorite...
it's just pop music is what it was.
Karaoke tune for Tyler. Right. But it was my mantra.
I Will Survive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind. That song brings back a lot of good memories for me from that time period. I don't jam with it in my car or anything like that.
That's a gay anthem.
Well, it is now, yeah. Wasn't at the time.
God, it was.
Well, yeah, but you didn't know that.
No.
You didn't know that. It wasn't like YMCA. I mean, come on. There were homophobes all across the country singing YMCA. Had no idea why they were singing it.
You gotta lay down and die. Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
I got it.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive.
As long as I know how to love, Craig.
You know how to love.
I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive.
All right, bitches.
I will survive.
I always think of the jailhouse dance scene in
exactly
in The Replacements.
Yep. That's right. They sing
they're
that
dancing. Yeah. I Will Survive.
The Broward County Sheriff's Office is investigating why three of his deputies remained outside the South Florida high school during a shooting.
Because they're not as brave as Trump was. Trump was going to run in there like he did Vietnam.
Sheriff Scott Israel told NBC News
That's a fact. Don't yell at me. Don't call our boss.
That the department's internal affairs division is working to determine whether the deputy stayed outside the school when they should not have. Now, the Scott Peterson guy, you've heard about his story they say that he did not go inside. He assumed a tactical.
His lawyer's fighting back, but even other law enforcement officers are not buying his story.
His story is that he thought that at first it was fireworks.
Right.
And then he thought the shots were coming from outside.
Right. And they said that's legitimate except for the fact they said it was way too long and there was a bunch of stuff going in inside and he should have ran inside. And my favorite tweet was some comedian, I don't know who it was, some woman said that he's not doing a good job trying to rehabilitate that name. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Scott Peterson's got and murdered his wife.
Yeah. And wasn't there another Scott Peterson? Old cop?
That was a cop. His name was, it was Peterson. Wasn't Scott,
that
though.
It wasn't Scott.
Yeah,
the Scott Petersons of the world. Had some trouble the last decade or so.
Right. Exactly.
You think this guy just figured they don't pay me enough to go in and risk my life?
I don't know.
There was one of the students. Oh, go ahead.
President Trump spoke to this particular issue.
Brutal.
Plus, you know, I got to watch some deputy sheriffs performing this weekend. They weren't exactly Medal of Honor winners. All right. The way they performed was,
pause this real quick,
frankly disgusting.
By the way, if he says it's the CPAP, they're all screaming. This is in front of governors, and all of them are going, you're dumb. Most of them are doing that. These are governors, maybe not our governor. He's probably smiling.
They were listening to what was going on. The one in particular, he was early. Then you had three others that probably a similar deal a little bit later, but a similar kind of a thing. You know, I really believe you don't know until you test it. But I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that, too, because I know most of you. But the way they performed was really a disgrace.
That's enough. That's just ridiculous.
Now, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about this,
what'd
and
you
she
say?
Said,
you
it's more of a comment about stepping up and displaying a leadership in a critical situation.
Now, give me my DayQuil.
Because my DayQuil's kicking in the left eye. He also compared that to missing a putt, a tragedy where 17 people were killed.
Yeah.
Missing a putt.
Excellent analogy.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man.
Oh, no question.
Stop yelling. Yep. No question.
No question.
Yeah.
Hey.
By the way, sheriffs wouldn't run in because they're afraid. Because those first grade teachers, they're packing heat, man. They're packing heat. They're John Wick. John Wick 3, by the way, he becomes a third grade teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Neither did I.
No.
Yep.
You don't see that coming. United States is on the way to becoming the world's number one oil producer. Good news.
Yeah.
The International Energy Association said that the U.S. will pass Russia by next year at the latest.
Plus, we got coal backing that up,
too. They say the shale oil boom in the United States, very strong, continues to upend global oil markets.
Yay, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And so that is great news for oil.
What about coal jobs? Are they coming back? We need that back.
They are not.
Oh, that's right. They're not coming back.
Yeah. Our pilot buddy, for 23 years, has never pooped on an airplane. What?
Well, he's got access to land that bear to poop.
Even when flying
emergency landing
for 14 hours to China, I'm not sure why I'm sharing.
That is weird because that's what he does for a living, and he's
Well, a lot of people have that thing.
Yeah, but come on, you got to poop on a plane. You got to poop.
Well, I'm sure he goes into the airport as quickly as possible.
Oh yeah. I want a constipated pilot landing my flight.
A what?
Constipated?
Constipated.
Yeah. Well, I was constipated when I said that. I don't poop much, but I have before because it's just one of those things. Whoop, that, something's going to happen.
I don't generally use the bathroom on the plane at all.
Oh, I got to pee on the plane.
Well, two things. Right. I don't fly that often.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't. If you flew more, you'd pee on the plane.
I don't fly that often. Right. And when I do, a lot of times it's the flight is between an hour and 2 hours.
That's true.
And so I'm going to go before I get on the plane, and I'm going to sit my ass down on the plane, and then I'm going to just stay there.
Right.
That makes sense. You know, we have heard about the benefits of being married, having that significant other into your old age.
And had
that, sharing the partnership for a long time. According to one psychologist from the University of California, Santa Barbara, being single has its own benefits and may even be better for some people.
At a certain age, you mean, or anytime?
Anytime.
I believe that.
No, I believe some people are better off single, and some people are better off married.
There is that unmarried people apparently tend to have stronger social networks thanks to the interwebs and smartphones. Interacting with friends is just that easy, just the tap away. Single people are better able to maintain friendships than those who have a what is referred to as a time-consuming mate.
Well, that's because when you're single, you can do whatever you want all the time.
Exactly.
That's a great David Spade
line.
And
so those people are better able to maintain friendships.
Plus, know some single people like that, and they give him crap because he's busy. And it does piss you off when you hear that. I got stuff I got to do, man.
At this point, I've just stopped getting the invites to gatherings.
Stuff that's immediately, let's go. Yeah.
Well, not
single, just childless, too. But you know, a bunch of single guys are available all the time. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Single and or childless. Right, and it's like, that's great, but I have responsibilities.
Right. Can't go hang out at the bar for 4 hours tonight.
Hey, it's a Tuesday. We're getting together at the bar at 9:45. You want to come out? Nope.
9:45 in the evening.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I believe that.
Yeah, even
yes, there are two.
Not to us. Well, I'm awake at 9:45.
Barely.
Yeah, you're right.
If it was 7, I'd say, nah.
Single people were found to be significantly more likely to exercise regularly than married people.
It's because they're trying to find somebody.
Or they have time.
They have more time.
Yeah.
Single people have the freedom to be more adventurous with both their social and sex lives.
Well, yeah, they can have other partners.
Then they say that being unattached is not as miserable as it was before Tinder and social media. That is, the dating apps and the social media has really helped being single be less lonely.
The Tinder and social media, we talked about this before because all of us have never done this because we were already hooked up by the time the stuff kicked in. I mean, completely. We just did the old-fashioned way. You would go to bars, and I was single for a long time. You met that way. You met whatever, various ways, work, bars, whatever. You just hung out and met people.
No, that's about it. Work and bars.
That was it, right. Work and bars, right. Yeah, no, and church. I mean, a lot of girls at church.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Been a lot of girls over at church.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
well, not right there. That'd be sacrilege.
Sometimes during our volunteer work.
Okay, bars and work is pretty much how I met every girlfriend.
Back in the Peace
Corps
days.
That is exactly how I met every girlfriend. Everyone.
I'm not making it up. One time we met some girls doing our volunteer work.
Oh, we did? Yeah. That was a fun day. Yeah.
That day you volunteered?
Well, we were shooting a radio station. We volunteered, right? We did do some volunteering. That was a fun day.
Yeah, we were doing some
We were talking about the other day.
Community service.
Yeah. We were young and happening. So, I don't know about that. We were young. Younger. We were younger. I don't think we're not even that young. But, so the Tinder, and I think the problem with Tinder would be, and we've talked about this before, is at least when you picked up back in the day, and if you're lucky enough, she was into you, too, for either a night or two or a week or whatever, how long you dated.
Whatever it was.
Once you made that connection in that bar, she was interested in you. How many guys are out there, and ladies for that matter, have that guy's connection, are into that guy for 10 minutes, and then go swipe and leave because there's another dude waiting somewhere else they might assume they might like better?
Well, that's fine.
I know, but it's a lot easier now.
It is.
It wasn't that easy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's in the back of a lot of people's head. But, you know,
this guy's nice, but I mean, oh, look at that guy. He might be nice and better looking.
An upgrade is just a swipe away.
Right.
Well, that's how you learn that, that person wasn't the one.
It sounds like you're talking about young single
night.
People.
You know? No, in older people, friendships are a stronger predictor of both health and happiness than relationships with family members.
Relations.
So that is in older people, not younger people.
Yeah.
Friendships, a stronger predictor.
Yeah, because your family bugs you sometimes.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, not just your spouse, but other family, you know?
Yeah, not just the spouse and the kids individually.
Well, chances are if you're older.
Practically, constantly.
Go ahead.
Not just them.
Just go ahead.
There are other family members that will piss you off, too.
Yes.
But the
yes.
ones that live closest to you seem to do it more often. Bush, did you have something?
There's some anger pent up.
A lot
there.
Of guys are.
It's not really pent up.
No, it's not pent up at all. Rah, rah. A lot of guys are saying that. A lot of women are saying that. Mainly guys.
But no, you're saying older people are more into relation or into friendships. Well, if you're older and you don't have those friendships, chances are some of your friends are probably dying off.
Well,
that can cause you to get a little depressed.
Well, I don't know if he means that old. You mean that old? You mean guys
older
in
people
40s
and their
50s,
friendships,
60s,
and you can have friendships with people of any age.
Yeah, you're right.
But you get to that age where a bunch of your friends start dying.
Yeah.
You're losing your friendships because they're in the grave.
Oh, God. There's about,
you know?
My dad's got that. You know, he's got five or six of his best friends are all gone, you know. Guys he knew, I should say, growing up, hanging out.
Well, didn't you say you went to his class reunion and there's like, what, five of them left or something?
Well, there's not five.
He
says he doesn't like, their class reunions have become luncheons, and he doesn't like them so much because everybody's old as hell. And you know my old man, he might be old chronologically, but he's sitting around with a bunch of 84-year-old women. That ain't him.
In his mind, he's a spry 61.
Exactly. That ain't him.
And he acts like it,
and I'm glad he feels that way. Because I've seen 84-year-old women, and my dad is not hanging. Yeah.
No, they're not Bunny Ranch material.
They don't know what they're missing from Golden Tongue.
They're not Bunny Ranch material.
He's looking at them. Say,
he's coming
to
town tomorrow, by the way.
I kick ass at the Bunny Ranch. I don't need this crap.
I don't need this crap. I didn't like you in 52. Why would I like you now? You're old.
You haven't gotten better.
Exactly. He's listening now.
California Highway Patrol says a Placentia, California man had to be arrested. Placentia.
Placentia. Yeah, it's only one letter away.
I know.
And I believe that's where Miranda's
I know that name, yeah.
Miranda's boyfriend grew up in Placenta, California. I call it Placentia. Yeah.
That's nice. Man had to be arrested after riding a white horse down Highway 91.
All right.
Officers got a call at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Saved the day.
I was born on a white horse.
Yeah.
Riding down Highway 91.
Officers got a call about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Old Todd Allman, that's the third brother you don't hear much about.
That a man was on a horse.
Actually, that's a Dickie Betts song. So, Todd Betts. Todd is the Scott Betts.
Yeah, I was going to say
Dickie Betts' family.
That would make him Scott Betts.
Right. He's Scott Betts.
I told you when I went to Denver, Craig, I saw an Allman Brothers and an Eagles tribute band in a theater. I actually got out of the house.
That's excellent. I'd love to see both those bands.
I would have too.
Yeah.
And the percussionist and the bassist for the Eagles band, which is called The Long Run, are also members of Firefall. Because Firefall's up in Boulder, Colorado.
I just love that they're touring as a cover band of contemporaries.
Yeah.
You know, they're obviously not making a buck.
It's a paycheck.
Yeah. They're not making a buck touring as Firefall as much, you know. And they had three or four hits. Firefall, by the way, is on an Access TV. Where they play a theater concert in somewhere in Colorado where all their locals, and they play all the hits. And it's pretty good, actually. Yeah, in the 70s pussy rock.
Yeah.
And we are.
Do they play the long version? Because I can't find it on iTunes. Cinderella where they jam with the flute solo in the middle.
You'd have to check it out yourself. I don't know.
I have. I can't find it. I was hoping you could help.
I mean, the Access special. I don't know. You'd check it out yourself. Come on, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.